from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday, Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on the FM dial. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with you all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, August 23rd, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
John Paul, Mr. Bickle, Matt and Matt.
Eric Bickle is here as well. You look particularly tired this morning. You were just kind of sitting in your chair for a couple minutes before the show with a blank stare, not moving.
I was listening.
Oh, you were listening to something.
I was listening to to Logan Paulson and Craig Hoffman and their analysis of the Dotson trade.
Yeah, kind of a stunner. I think a few of us were playing golf yesterday, and I was playing out at Hampshire Greens, and one of the guys I know, I don't know his name, came by in a golf cart middle of the round, and he goes, "You're going to have a lot to talk about tomorrow." And I hadn't checked my phone for a couple hours. Like, I kind of unplug when I'm playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "What are you talking about?" I thought maybe he was going to give me old news, like about the kicker.
Cade York?
Yeah. No, I had the same.
And he goes, "Yeah, they traded John Dotson." And then I had to look up what they traded him for, and I was like,
"Whoa."
Pretty underwhelming.
Well, I have to tell you, I had the same thing. I was playing the front nine. I was getting off, and we were going to 10T, and we did the unusual bit of adding a fifth player, and he came in, and he's a teacher, and he said,
"You had the news?"
Yeah, he said, "What about Jahan?" I go, "What are you talking about, Jahan?" And when he told me, and then he told me that they traded him to Philly, of all things. Listen, everyone.
Rival.
I hate when people say they aren't surprised by things. Come on, man. You had to be surprised by this.
100%.
We all heard the rumblings that Jahan wasn't a fit for whatever reason and that things were weird. But I didn't truly think if they were going to trade him, they were going to trade him to Philly. I mean, I just didn't really see it, to be honest with you. So my mind was blown. I support it. I trust those guys. They know. They know what they want. But my head kind of exploded. And because I was like you, I hadn't picked up my phone in 2 hours.
Do you think it was the right move? I put this up already as the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Did Adam Peters and the Commanders make the right move trading away Jahan Dotson to the Philadelphia Eagles? It's hard to know because we're not at practice. We don't know enough about the attitude. We don't know enough about his fit in this system. Guy was drafted in the first round just a couple seasons ago, and his first season was so promising.
Here's the
problem. They don't have any good players right now.
It was Ron Rivera drafting.
They don't have any good players behind him right now. All unproven or mid.
No, but in their opinion, those guys were fit their system better.
Yes.
They just do. And but if you listen,
I mean, the
to
names don't blow
accounts,
you off the page, though.
No, they're not impressive names,
they really
but they don't care about that. If you listen to all, and I listened to a ton of analysis when I got home and this morning, everyone's saying to a person, and that's been my impression too, that he's a great kid, great attitude. Jason's talked about it before. Trace played with him at Penn State, said, "You're going to love him. He's a great kid."
But they didn't like him.
No, but he wasn't. My initial impression was, oh my God, they hate him. It's not that they hate him. It's that he's a little undersized. He doesn't necessarily win one-on-one matchups. And they want to be, everyone's saying it, so someone's leaking it. They want to be like the Niners. They want everybody to be like Debo, like, tough, you know, blocking like crazy. And he's just not that kind of player. He's more of a finesse player. Doesn't mean he sucks. He just doesn't fit this system. And you may not appreciate it, but they want their receivers blocking downfield and being all in about it. And if you watch the way Terry McLaurin plays, that's what he does. The interesting point to me is someone said to me, and I won't say who it is, but someone's kind of associated with the team said to me, well, you know what it meant to him. This is just his guess, but he's associated with the team. And he said, you know, they went to Terry and Terry signed off on it because Terry's the kind of guy that, you know, is going to be here for long term. He's everything you want in the team. He's his number two receiver. And it is an interesting subplot, and I don't doubt it for a second.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't a fit.
I'm not saying they didn't like him as a person, but like you said, he wasn't good enough for what they wanted. I'm sorry. If you can be a finesse guy, if you can get open and score touchdowns, you're going to fit whatever system.
They said they need to use him in motion, and they're not going to run a lot of motion, I guess.
Okay. I'm just saying, if he was good enough as a wide receiver to score, to catch balls in the open field and score touchdowns, they would have kept him. He wasn't good enough.
Seven touchdowns his rookie season.
He wasn't good enough for whatever reason. You can say system. He doesn't do this, doesn't do that.
I mean,
they didn't like him as a player.
They clearly bailed on him quick. As a rookie, everybody loved him. He had only 35 catches in 12 games, but he had those seven touchdowns. And then last season, you were underwhelmed, expected him to do more in 17 games, 49 catches, 518 yards, just four touchdowns. So clearly the production was down. It's truly an indictment on Ron Rivera's first-round draft picks.
Yeah.
So just to go through it, his first ever draft choice, where he could have drafted a quarterback, which would have probably set the franchise up differently, he bypassed Tua. He bypassed Justin Herbert. Both were on to second contracts with the same team, huge contracts, and drafted Chase Young, who's on his third team in basically
we've gone through the draft
several
picks.
Months. Yeah. Then he drafts Jamin Davis, who is fighting his way for a roster spot in year three.
Oh,
most people think he's going to make it year four. Jahan Dotson traded away in year three, and then you've got Emmanuel Forbes. That's four first-round draft picks.
You've got two of them traded. One's a backup, and one... Actually, you could have two backups.
Right.
Yeah. I know. It's been dreadful. I don't know who it was who predicted that Dotson could have been traded. This was maybe last week when we were talking about
Hoffman. Hoffman.
It was.
He was the first one to float out that idea.
Yeah.
That, and then I think he said... Well, his stock's not going to be any higher right now. So if you don't want him on the team, you could deal him.
That was a good call.
It was a great call.
Because I doubted it.
I didn't think they would trade him.
I said there's no way they're going to trade him. Just based on what they had at receiver, I figured, all right, well, he ain't great. They don't love him, but they need bodies that can go out there and catch balls. And they still dealt him. So,
well, I could tell you could tell by playing time.
It was surprising to me.
It was surprising to me, too. But you could tell by playing time that they were testing Oz and they like him a lot, playing him everywhere. He's more physical. And they like what Diami offers. And Diami is a physical guy who's willing to play special teams and everything. And Brian Mitchell also called it because Brian didn't want to call anybody out. He's too classy. But when he said there are guys who also had a little body language saying like they weren't buying in, and people keep alluding to like just not sort of buying into the culture, which I think, you know, it's sort of the whole thing, the physicality, the whole thing of it.
Yeah.
Jahan was just one of those guys that just didn't fit. Now, unfortunately for Jahan, I actually do think he's talented and could succeed certain places. Now, the good news is he's going to a very good team. So he could go over there and win a ring. But he ain't ever going to be more than a number three for that team.
Correct.
Ever.
Correct.
So he's not going to be a featured guy anymore.
Yeah. Think about Jalen Hurts has now A.J. Brown, who has proven he's one of the best receivers in the league. Devontae Smith, who's very good, great college receiver, they just gave an extension to. And now Jahan Dotson, a first-round pick.
As a number three.
Who, here's my problem with it. It just seems like you're giving up on a talent. Yeah, and I'm assuming he has talent based on his rookie season, premature for a very minor haul a third round pick.
Well, what else are you going to get?
A third round pick can be huge.
It could be, but that was a first rounder who did show some talent as a rookie. So maybe
I don't think it's a talent issue.
This staff has said one of Dan Quinn's big things was, I don't just have a system. I find the player's best talent and figure out a way to make them the best possible player. I don't force feed them into my system, right? But it almost seems that's what he's doing. Like they're like, he doesn't really fit our system. True. So which one is it? Are you trying to get the best talent out of the player, or do you have a system and you want players to put into that system?
Can I counter it? They got 15 other guys that fit the system, so you don't just change it all for the one guy that doesn't.
Well, this is what I want to say. And maybe these guys will blow up, but you brought up Oz. His best ever season when he played 17 games and was number two receiver.
Completely
he had
irrelevant.
Less
You're
catches
caught up in stats.
Than Jahan Dotson. Deontay Brown has never gone more than 12. Well, the stats
completely
show
irrelevant.
A pattern of play. These guys, it's not like 1 year. Guy's been in the league for five seasons.
This
Maybe
is where you lose
up.
Me.
Are you questioning?
This is where you lose me.
Who are you questioning? Are you questioning Peters?
I don't
Peters
know if they're going to have enough production as a number two receiver. Now, maybe they'll go in all in for Brandon Ayuk.
I would
Ayuk
agree
again.
With that.
There are rumors now that they're going to reignite the talks with Brandon Ayuk.
Right.
That
would
so
also,
maybe there's a master
say,
plan. Like
that
we
would
move
also
him aside.
That
move him aside
me.
And bring in Brandon Ayuk.
That would also
because
stun
I
me.
I don't think they have enough at number two. Unless
I think
Luke
that
McCaffrey
would have already
develops.
Been done. I think that would have already been done.
I agree.
I think the
but I think you have to forget
more desperate.
I think you just have to forget about the fact that he was a first round pick. You just have to throw that out the window.
No,
but like it's hard to throw out his rookie season, which is, you know, not ancient history. It was rookie season, and then he had a sophomore slump.
Look, he's caught up in this notion that he thinks, and I disagree with it. I understand it, but I disagree with it. That our number two guy should be like a 1B, like a guy that catches 65, 70 ball. That's just not how it's going to be. It's going to be more by committee because they don't have that guy. It's going to be more by committee. So I don't know what Oz is going to finish with. He might only finish with 30 catches. I don't know. But then Luke McCaffrey might have 40. And then, another, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be by committee. That doesn't mean it's bad. I've made this
I'm
argument
I'm not saying it's necessarily bad. I just tend to doubt these guys rising in production. Like, if you were a baseball GM, Mike Rizzo always says back of the baseball card, right?
Correct.
And if you pick up a 300 hitter and he starts off slow, usually by the end of the year he's going to be in a 300 hitter. Right now, they have subpar receivers.
I agree.
Based on history.
I agree. On paper, they have subpar. On paper, they don't have a ton of threats. And it'd be one thing, Eric, if you had a Hall of Fame veteran quarterback that could find those guys. Okay, you got a rookie quarterback, and he might be legit. But you still have a rookie quarterback throwing to receivers that don't jump off the page.
They don't jump off the page to you, but can I tell you the difference? From what I've gathered is that this whole preseason, did you guys listen to Cliff? Cliff said, this whole thing is about evaluation, who can win one-on-one matchups. They saying about Jahan? He's having a difficult time getting off the line of scrimmage. Difficult time. He needs motion. Mm-hmm. For whatever. He's small. Everyone says he's competitive, great kid. He's just undersized, needs motion, need to trick it up a little bit more to help him. Mm-hmm. So he just didn't fit. And the other guys, they're better one-on-one. They're better getting off the line. So they have a better opportunity to help this team than the guy that, for this system.
Well, Oz is small. He's 5'8".
Yeah, but he's got more whatever in him. I mean, Terry's not big.
Maybe. We'll see.
Terry's not big. Again, don't get caught up in Oz. Don't expect Oz to have 70 catches. I'm not suggesting that.
No, he's not.
I'm saying Oz might have 35, 40 maybe. But then Luke might have 35, 40. It's going to be by committee.
Saying is it's not going to be an explosive passing offense. It's just not.
The offense is more efficient with them in there than Jahan.
Yeah.
The offense works better as a whole with them instead of
Jahan. Yeah, they didn't like Jahan. I get it. They didn't like him.
I think they liked him as a person.
No, I'm not. When I say...
As a player,
they didn't like him.
Or it's a signal. Some people have postulated that. I'm not saying it definitely is. Or it's a signal. They don't think they're going to win that much this year, and they want to acquire picks. And they'd rather have picks.
Well, Peters does that.
They know they're in a rebuild. I mean, no one...
There's a master plan, of course.
Yeah, that's why my whole argument for not trading for Ayuk right now, because it's too early in the process. Doesn't mean they can't win 7, 8, 9 games. But they don't think they're competing for a Super Bowl this year. Anybody who thinks that is crazy.
I do believe, and it's speculation, but the current headline, the number one headline at ProFootballTalk.com, okay, it's changed, but it was potential Brandon Ayuk trade to Commanders is back in play.
I'll be stunned by that, but it will make me happy because I like having as many weapons as we have.
Yeah,
that would make me happy, but I'd be stunned.
That's from Mike Silver from the San Francisco Chronicle.
Maybe because he's underwhelmed by the Steelers' offer, underwhelmed by San Francisco's offer. There's no movement. Maybe Peters could swoop in and maybe offer him something similar, but the Jaden attraction makes him want to come. I have no idea.
That would be surprising to me.
That would be surprising to me, too.
Yes, that would be very surprising
to me. Silver.
Because not only are you trading picks for him, potentially a player, you're going to give him, you know, $30 million a year.
But now they got an extra pick. Mike Silver wrote, "My updated information is everything is still on the table, including all the trades you've heard about. The Steelers scenario, I wouldn't rule out Washington." That's maybe speculation. He's in San Francisco. He used to be a national NFL reporter. That's from Mike Silver. Maybe that's part of the master plan.
I won't be able to contain myself if that happens, pull that off.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this is going to be crazy.
Hey, they acquired an extra pick. Bye-bye, John Dotson.
They acquired three picks. I know you dismissed the seventh rounders, but...
I dismissed the seventh rounders.
You might, but they could package those and get it, move up. And, dude, you just need to hit on one of them. Say you have three, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they just got rid of one for the kicker, so now they brought two back.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Coming up on the show today, we got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies. He'll join us at 7. John Feinstein joins us at 8. And we have your Virginia Tech head football coach, because college football season is upon us. Coach Brent Pry is going to join us coming up at 9:20. Also, give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Jason Aldean. That's coming up at 6:45. 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, did they make the right move trading away Jahan Dotson to an in-division rival, the Philadelphia Eagles, for a third-round pick and some seventh-rounders? 800-636-1067. You can also text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.